let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Show the Lost Empire, the Exodus Freedom Ring by B.L. Pontius is the story about a chosen one. A woman, the first woman to hold the position of empress of a vast empire that through God, she would control and prosper. She is given the task of freeing the known world in her lifetime with God at her side as long as she believed. Her trials will be many and her sufferings greater. Whether to succeed or fail, this is up to her. Bruce Pontius was born in Muskegon, Michigan, and from an early age he knew that he wanted to be a writer. Spending time writing and refining his art, he started writing Show the Lost Empire many years ago after visiting the Far East. He's always loved taking a thought, turning it into a story, and writes from the heart, not the mind alone. Bruce B.L. Pontius, author of Show the Lost Empire, The Exodus Freedom Ring, is our guest on This Week in America. Bruce, it is our pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you so much for joining us today. Looking forward to our conversation.
Looking forward to it, too.
You know, I mentioned from an early age you decided you wanted to be a writer. Talk about that. When did you first get interested in being a writer? How did this develop into a published author that you are?
Well, it started when I was in first grade.
Wow.
When I started writing just little half-page ditties.
What was it about writing that really, especially at that age, were you an avid reader and you decided you wanted to write your own stories? How did that start?
Well, actually, it started out of the printed word. I read a lot of comic books.
Ah, yes.
And my favorite music was classical music. Because to me, music, every note is a word. If you listen to the entire piece, it tells the whole story.
Ah, yes, yes.
And that, I loved listening to that since I was a very young lad. And I listened to a piece of music, and then this story would pop in my mind based on the music.
You know, that is just...
So I started writing.
What a story. At age six and writing and a published author now. And the book we're talking about, we'll get into the storyline here in a second, is Show the Lost Empire, The Exodus Freedom Ring, Episode 1-2. The book is available at stratton-press.com, Amazon, all of the usual places. How long does it take you to write a book? For example, Show the Lost Empire, how long did it take you to write this?
It took 15 years of intensive study in China and another 5-6 years studying the Bible.
Interesting. So this is well-researched. And talk about that. The fascination from the story, I understand, came from visiting the Far East. What was it that captured your imagination over there and really obviously made a life-changing impression on you?
The landscape.
Ah,
the big cities. The big cities didn't fascinate me very much because over there, even when I went, which was a long time ago, the cities were more westernized. But you can't change the land. I love the limestone cliffs and the mountains, and that was actually the very beginning of my influence.
With us on the program is B.L. Pontius, Bruce Pontius, and that's P-O-N-T-I-U-S. The book is we're talking about is Show the Lost Empire, C-H-O-U, The Lost Empire, The Exodus Freedom Ring. Find it at stratton-press.com, Amazon, all of the usual places. Link on to it by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I want to talk about the process of writing. I'm fascinated by that and what you've done in references with study, research with the Bible, with the Far East. What was your work schedule like? What is your work schedule like when you're writing? How do you get into the workday?
Well, that all depends because there have been many nights when God himself would wake me up
interesting.
And tell me he wanted me to write something. And he would not let me go back to sleep till I got up and wrote what he wanted me to say.
Yes.
And sometimes it would be 5-10 minutes. One night it was 4.5 hours.
Wow.
I wrote 16 pages in 4.5 hours of what he wanted me to write. But yet I had to work the next day, 12-hour shifts. I got up and I wasn't tired. I figured that one out.
Well, because you were obedient, obviously. Bruce got up.
Exactly.
He did this. Yes, and I will keep him awake during the 12-hour shift. And I guess it's so important when messages come to you like that that you write those down. You know, when you talk to writers, there's so many that have little, I will call them writing quirks, maybe little superstitions they go through. Are there any quirks that you have developed over the years in writing?
Not really, but I read a lot of Stephen King because he's a pretty dark writer.
Yes.
But he's a brilliant author. And I don't follow his style, but what I did was by reading him and E. Hoffman Price, which wrote two books based in Asia, I took their writing style and developed my own.
That's interesting.
I wanted to keep the stories complex but simple so everyone could enjoy it.
Well, and you do such an excellent job with that. How difficult is that to take a storyline? And I touched on the synopsis, a very brief description of the book, to do that and make it so it's very understandable, readable, and easy and enjoyable read for the reader. How difficult is that? Because sometimes writers get so caught up in the minutiae that they lose the reader along the way.
Well, that's one thing I was very careful of not doing. I'd sit here in front of the computer, sometimes for 2 or 3 hours, because I'd put myself in a box.
Yes.
So then I had to, as far as writer block goes, I didn't have much of that. But so what I had to do sometimes was erase the last paragraph and make it so I had an escape route.
Ah, interesting. A little tip from Bruce to aspiring writers, even established writers out there. B.L. Pontius, our guest. Pontius. The book is Show the Lost Empire, The Exodus Freedom Ring. You'll find it at stratton-press.com, all of the usual places. Links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Speaking about aspiring writers, and you've given so much valuable information just in the last few minutes on the program, how do books go about getting published? When you started, how do you go about getting a book actually published and into the hands of the public?
Well, the first thing I did, because I tried getting published a long time ago. And that was from a story I wrote called The White Rose of Kurubu. It was a glorified story about the glorified Aladdin story. One thing I didn't realize back then, which I realized afterward, was I needed an agent to promote the book. Because that was, I published it and through Delray, or tried to.
Yes.
But they sent it back. And that's when I was informed that, no, for traditional publishers, not so much anymore, but back then you had to have an agent. And at that time we didn't have one. But that was my experience with trying to get published, and that was 1987.
How difficult was it, is it, to get an agent?
Well, first of all, I had a book, the Writer's Guide. There's a section there on agents.
Okay.
So I tried contacting a few through a letter, and all of them, they were either too busy or just weren't interested.
And persistence pays off in getting the property there, especially when the intellectual property, in your case, is so well done and so worthy of being published. Where do you get the information, the stories that you use in your books, in particular, well, we touched on this book, Show the Lost Empire, but where do you get ideas? Where does the idea come from, and then how do you follow it up with the research to be able to tell the story?
Well, originally, the main character was God, but the Empress was the secondary main character. And originally, she had short black hair, about shoulder length. Well, I lost a very beautiful woman back in 1980 to a car accident. She was my soulmate. And I still miss her to this day.
Yes.
But the thing is, I wanted to keep her memory alive, so that's why the Empress, I gave her long black hair like hers, her height, and her appearance. And that was my inspiration for writing it, and then I come up with a storyline. Well, why don't I make the Empress the first chosen one? Long before I can't think of his name now, in the Bible. It wasn't Alexander, it was, the founder of the Jewish beliefs.
Okay, so, and then she basically...
was long before him.
Yeah, the chosen one, and what she goes through, her responsibilities...
Abraham.
Abraham, okay. Abraham, and that's the... she, before him, has these responsibilities. The book is Show the Lost Empire. You mentioned before you started writing it like age six, which is just incredible, and doing it obviously well at age six. The teachers were very impressed. When did you write your first book, and how old were you for the first book?
Well, the first one that I actually wrote and tried to get published was The White Rose of Kurubu. And I tried it in 1987, so I wasn't, that would have been 21 years ago from 30 years ago from 1990.
Yes.
So it would have made me about 34.
Okay, young for a writer, that and you just stayed with it and persisted in doing this. Obviously, this is very time-consuming in a good way, as you're writing and doing the research, all of the years you put into writing this book, Show the Lost Empire. What do you do when you're not writing? Are there things you do just to sort of clear your mind and refresh?
Yeah, yes, I have a huge doll collection, and I monkey with them for a while.
Ah, interesting. So it's good to have something to sort of reset and take your mind off everything.
Yeah, because even authors, that they write too much, they turn brain dead sometimes.
Do you know when you've reached that point where, okay, it's time to go spend a little time with the collection now because I really need to relax my mind?
Yes. That's when I'd type the same sentence three or four times.
And then it's like, okay, it's time to get away here for a little
break
bit.
Break time.
Yep. You know exactly when that is. And it's another message that's coming to you to like, hey, just slow it down. It'll come to you. I'll get you more ideas. Just relax here for a while. What does your family think, friends think of your writing in all of these years that you've been writing?
Well, the friends that have read the book, I have the wife of my best friend. I gave her the original manuscript and let her read it, see what she thought. Well, she's the type of person that likes to read at night before she goes to sleep. She started reading it. Next thing you know, the alarm was going off. She stayed up all night and read the whole book.
I guess she liked it. That's the problem with that. When you're reading a good book, rather than put you to sleep, and suddenly you can't put the book down, and now it's time to get up and go off to work that day.
There's one thing I'll add.
Yes, please.
I never start a story or a book with "Once upon a time." Never do that.
Mm. Good.
Right there. And if the book doesn't take off in the first three pages, I put it down.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's sort of like your elevator pitch, isn't it? You've only got a limited amount of time, a very limited amount of time to get your message across. You've got to grab them. What you do in this book, what do you hope for this book? When people read this, you've got this great story that you're telling. What do you hope the takeaway is when people finish reading Show the Lost Empire?
That they enjoyed it and want to pass on what they read to somebody else.
Yes.
It's a book about freedom. I got inspiration from our own American Revolution, which is exactly what she's trying to do. Trying to free her. She has to free her land first and then help others free their lands.
And
her mission in her entire life is to free the known world. That's what God gave her as a mission. It's a lifetime mission. And I've had people tell me, so why don't you just, for lack of a better term, excuse us, wanted to make her a little bit more, well, for sleazy.
Yeah, okay.
And I said, now then that just ruins her entire character. So I said, no, I'm not doing that. She makes her own mistakes like everybody does. But through God's grace, she's always forgiven, except in episode 9, when she really screws up, and she loses God's support. The entire world comes together against her.
It's a well-told story, but it does get you thinking, doesn't it? What was it like as you were writing the story? What impact did this have on you, the writer?
Well, believe it or not, some of the things I wrote, when I was writing it, I got a little scared because some of the things in my story can happen this very day.
Yes.
And the things that screw up people or mess her up can mess up people today. And sometimes I read my own writing sometimes and I get a little scared. So am I screwing up? And sometimes I was heading that direction. But between God and with the words I wrote, I saw it in time and avoided it.
It's interesting.
And did the right thing.
Yes, and it's interesting what goes into putting a book, a well-done book, together. You're getting a behind-the-scenes look, a behind-the-curtains look with B.L. Pontius, Bruce Pontius, author of Show, The Lost Empire. That's C-H-O-U, The Lost Empire, The Exodus Freedom Ring. Book available, stratton-press.com, all the usual places. A couple minutes left in the program. You described yourself as a dreamer, and you, even at this age, you don't see it changing anytime soon. Is that what makes you think, so successful, creative as a writer, that quality of being a dreamer? Sometimes we lose that, and it seems like we're taking there's a big void in our life then.
There's two things that I've always, I tell people, if you want to be a writer. First of all, you write from the heart. Don't write from the mind, because that's where you lose yourself. You write from the heart, and what you think and feel in your heart goes to your mind, then your words are always going to come out good. And write what you know about. Even if it's a fiction book, use what you've learned in life to write that story.
Well, and you...
And never lose the child inside you, because that child, when you get older, can actually help you.
Wait, dreamer.
Never lose the little kid in you.
Yeah, never lose that. The dreamer in you, it's not something you need to suppress because you get a little older. I mean, I really believe that. And your exhibit A, that works. A minute or so left in the program. I think you were 13 when you came to Christ. How did that change your life? How did that mold you as a person and as a writer?
It opened up a whole new dimension. I was surprised, you know, just weeks later is when my imagination just took off. But I wanted to write a story where I could use certain verses of the Bible in that story. My sole purpose at writing this story was to get God's word out. Because the phrases he used that you can find in the Bible today, there is nothing that says he didn't use them back then. Or back then they weren't written down.
Yes.
And that changed my life because it inspired me to write something. Everything I write, I've got 50 short stories. God is in every one of them somewhere. Every novel I've written, which I have a few of them finished in here, God is in there somewhere in verses from the Bible. That's my way of getting his word out.
You know, it's interesting the foundation that has provided you. This book is Show, The Lost Empire, The Exodus Freedom Ring by B.L. Pontius, our guest on the program. If you're Googling, that's P-O-N-T-I-U-S. We've got all this on our website. You'll find the book at stratton-press.com. Of course, all the usual places. Bruce, what else are you working on? You talk like there are a number of things you're working on. What should be looking forward to next from you?
Well, episode 3.
Perfect.
Bloodlust. And I'm working episode 4, too, which is Ipanov, Hail to the King with a question mark. He's a severe, ruthless barbarian. Oh. And she has to face him. And this time she's outnumbered. You know, her army is quite large. She's outnumbered, but through God, she does defeat him. But there's much more to the story than just that.
Now, when will those be out, do you think?
Well, episode 3 is ready to go. All I got to do is send it in. Episode 4, I just got to finish the ending.
Ah, perfect. Perfect. So we should have more coming from Bruce. And once again, B.L. Pontius, our guest in the program. The book specifically, we're talking about Show, The Lost Empire, The Exodus, Freedom Ring, book available, Stratton-Press, all the usual places, information on our website. Bruce, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Hopefully we'll stay in touch and be able to talk again. Thank you for being with us on the program to share your background and the remarkable work that you're doing. Thank you for being with us.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
It has been our pleasure.
I appreciate it.
It has been our pleasure. B.L. Pontius, all the information on his book available at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.